Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
What fires you up? I know that's I'm going off script. I always go off script. Fires you up, Linda?
What fires me up?
What fires you up?
Yeah, you know what? I have, and there's so many parts of my story that I could really go into, but I have in these last 18 months been sitting in the presence of God. And that's what fires me up, is just to spend time with Jesus. And that's where I get my fuel. I've realized it's oxygen. I mean, it is not just, it's not just nice to have. I'm a different person when I leave my prayer chair in the morning. And so that's what fires me up, you know. And my favorite thing to do in life is coach. Mm-hmm. And my very sweet spot is coaching pastors, because I'm a pastor's kid, and I just know leaders, pastors are leaders that are many times CEOs going it alone. And I love coaching leaders in general, because I know when a leader gets better, everyone around them benefits. So I love getting up in the morning and having multiple coaching sessions in a day. And I just say, God, you better show up. Because without you, I'm sunk, because I have no idea what these people are going to be bringing to the table. Yeah. And that's the space where I just feel like God and I tag team things. And so that is what fires me up, is seeing people come to a breakthrough, people coming to an insight, something new that they didn't have for clarity. And you taught me that, Carrie. I mean, that's what I hired you for. Whatever, 8-9 years ago. I don't know how long we've been doing life together, but that's what I needed, was clarity. And you helped me get that. You gave me tools for my toolbox. You helped me know what next steps to take. And then I get to turn around and help other people do the same thing. So it's my joy and privilege.
Well, and you know, it's interesting, because I did start out as your coach. Which is funny. I had probably a little bit more hair back then, not much, but I would say, Linda, though, in the last 2 years, you've kind of been a coach to me. You know, it's kind of become it's become mutual, and I think it's become mutual because of, and everybody who's watching would share this, but it's a discernment, it's a boldness. And people are already saying prayer chair. Lisa says, I need to designate one. Maybe this is part of the secret sauce here that we need to talk about with you. What is a prayer chair? what tips do you have for us? And I'm going to go out on a limb here. And there's an album that I've been listening to a lot lately. I've never listened to him ever in my life before his salvation, and we're going to talk about salvation tonight, but Kanye West, I don't know if you've heard that album or not, but whenever I listen to that album, and it's been out for a while now, and I don't care if the guy throws out his faith and is, it's not like I'm a Kanye West fan or pro Kanye West, but there's a joy. And that's what I think about when I think about you. It's like, there's a joy to, he's got this line, he says, how do you get so much favor on your side? And he says, surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You know, it's almost like we forget that if we are tight with God, who can be against us?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I, just to pick up on that, Carrie, because, you know, Kanye gets opposition. We all do. So there are people that will be against us, but really I woke up this morning excited about this time. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I really believe I have an audience of one.
And you have no fear.
I want to make God proud of me, really. I mean, so because you, okay, let me ask you, Carrie, you've had haters, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've had people pushing against you. Why? Because you're doing something significant, right? Mm-hmm. So you've had opposition, but this is my approach to other people is I care, but not that much. Like I care about people, but I don't care enough about what they think where I'm going to do something different than what God wants for me. So when I go to my prayer chair, I get clarity. When I, and so let me tell you about my prayer chair. When we moved to Northern California, I said, I need to find my grocery store and my prayer chair. And once I found both of those, I felt like I could call it home, at least for a season, right? So my prayer chair is a place where I feel God's presence and where God and I can process.
Okay.
And when I go to my time with the Lord in the morning, I take my coaching clients and I pray through what I know are their struggles. And I tell you, I can't even count how many times God gives me an insight or a Bible verse or something in my devotional book that I need for a coaching session that day. It happens more often than it doesn't happen, is I get a download or I get something in my prayer chair that I pass on to my clients for the day.
That's
so
beautiful.
And I process things. I take stuff that I am really disturbed about. So this happened a few months ago. You heard about it. I'm sure, Carrie, there was a pastor who committed suicide. And my client and my client's best friend were good friends with this man. Okay.
Wow.
So that morning, and then my hometown, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was hit with three tornadoes that day before. And I woke up disturbed. And I said, I've got to go process this with God.
Wow.
And so I sat in my prayer chair until I got peace. And that's what I need, because our peace is not in circumstances. And, or, it, well, we might think it is sometimes. And then we have
problems. Before the coronavirus, we thought peace was in circumstances.
But you know what? That's a very unstable place, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So if we have to get our peace by looking around us, it's we're going to be shaken. And that's what's happened, is things have been shaken.
Yeah.
Right. This, I mean, everything has been shaken.
Oh,
think about this, Carrie. 6 weeks ago, never would we have imagined that all that's been shaken has been shaken.
Absolutely.
And I call it a homecoming. I mean, people are coming home, recalibrating their relationships with whoever's at home, hopefully, and taking time to reflect. So that's where we can redeem the time. This is a season that was put upon us, right? There was no, we didn't get a vote. But my question for myself, and I've had to really think about this, is how am I going to be different when this is over? And am I going to be more reflective? Am I going to be a better wife or a better mom because of the time that I've been at home with my family? So, yeah. And go ahead, Carrie.
I love that. Let's talk about your life a little bit.
Okay.
Because 3 years ago, you were in South Dakota. I mean, maybe even sooner than that. But you lived a very safe life from, you know, I'm not saying it was perfect, but God meets you and says, I want you to uproot your family to California.
Yes.
What did people think about you?
Well, you know, I thought we were going to get a lot more pushback, but we were so sure that nobody questioned it. You know, our family was, it was a whirlwind. I think it was beginning of April. We just really sensed that my husband Troy was supposed to go back to school. He was in ministry, then
went into real estate
while I launched my business. And God was calling him back to ministry, starting with retraining. And so we got a sense at mid-April that we were supposed to uproot and come to Northern California. And it was a whirlwind. We sold our home of 20 years, put it on the market. We had 8 showings. And during those showings, I flew out. Troy couldn't fly because of a surgery it had. So I went out by myself came out here to look at homes. And while I was looking at, I think we had 13 or 16 homes on a Saturday. It was 112 degrees. It was a crazy process. We accepted an offer on our home back in South Dakota. And then we put an offer in here. And then shortly after that, the day before our home inspection was the fire, as you were talking about, where all of Redding was expected to go up in smoke. If you are familiar with Paradise, California, and what happened there, that was the anticipated outcome of Redding. And so this is what happened that night. It was July 26th, a year and a half ago, is we saw Facebook light up because my kids had been out here already for a year. And so we had lots of connections. We just saw Facebook light up, pray for Redding. And I just thought, is this even possible that the home we're sitting in South Dakota was sold and the one that we were buying in California the next day was supposed to have our inspection? I thought we could literally be homeless. And so I said, we've got to pray. And so I called our whole family into the office and we started praying. And it was the weirdest thing, Carrie. My daughter was across the room and I just started blowing. I mean, it was weird. I just felt this need to blow. And I'm thinking, I feel like we're blowing back the fire and helping reinforce the angels or something. And my daughter across the room said, I feel like we're supposed to blow in a way of holding back the fire. She didn't even hear what I had said. And so we were literally doing that. And it was 11:30 at night. It was late. And my son, who's a worship leader, got out his guitar and said, we need to worship. We need to just praise and bring in worship. And it was interesting because our mortgage lender, who is a believer, told me the story just a few days later that he was talking to one of the firefighters who was keeping the fire back from Interstate 5. And he said, we literally had made the decision that we needed to stop fighting the fire and go evacuate the city because it was going to consume the city and our focus needed to be now to save the people of Redding. And he said, something happened. The firefighter said this to Chris, our mortgage lender, something happened. We don't know what happened, but something mysterious happened and the wind shifted, like you were saying, the wind shifted and it just skimmed just a part of the city. And we don't know what happened. Well, he told me, I said, what time was that? He said, that was 9:30. And I said to my kids, I go, well, that wasn't the same time we were praying. And my son goes, no, Mom, that was exactly when we were praying because we were 2 hours later, Central Time. And we felt like just this little tiny family huddled in the office made a difference. And we just knew that we were uniting our prayers with people globally. And it just made us feel like God hears us. God hears us. So the next morning I called our home inspector and he said, well, good news, your house is standing. There's ash in the streets, but your house is in good shape. And we were just so grateful and so full of praise.
See, that's nuts. I'm telling you, folks, that's crazy, but it's true. And listen, you know, tomorrow's all about business and entrepreneurial stuff and strategies, and there's nothing wrong with that. You're going to learn a ton tomorrow, but I'm telling you, I have one hand with all the strategies and all the techniques and all the skills. And I have another hand, which I think is biblical, saying, you know what, God, if you're not in this, we don't even have a chance.
Yes.
And you know, it's not either or. I think throughout history, people wanted to say it's either or. It's like, forget God. That's like what happens on Sunday, maybe, or two times a year, and we'll just go after massive business principles. Or people say, let's not study, let's not look at business, let's not do marketing techniques, let's just sit in a room and pray, and let's not become lovers of God with our minds. I think it's both. Have you seen that to be true?
Wow, good question. Good question, Carrie. Well, you know, it's really fun is to see how business people who make, and I'm going to call it this, God, their CEO, how it makes a difference in their business. Okay, so let me give you an example. I have a coaching client that I've coached that has a thriving business back in Sioux Falls. Mm-hmm. And he literally goes to his, we call it board meetings every morning. And he goes to his prayer time and he journals. And he literally, we had a coaching session about a week and a half ago. And he said, Linda, he said, I got a download where we're in the process of hiring. And he says, am I crazy to be hiring at this point? And he was praying about it. And God told him of the three candidates, like literally God gave him a download. Now I'm just going to pause for a second. I've never heard God's voice audibly, but I know it, I know when it's God talking, because he talks to me in a different way than I talk to me. And mm-hmm. so I believe that once we hear his voice, we always can go back there. Mm-hmm. And so this man said he got this download. He said, God, am I crazy to be hiring at this time when everyone's locked down and I don't know what's going to happen in my business? And God said, he journaled this. He said, of the three candidates, hire this particular person. She will be a blessing to your business, but wait until April 20th. Okay. Very specific. And he said, Linda, what do I do? I said, well, do it. I mean, yeah. God has never failed you. And he is one of those people that says he would like to be in ministry. In fact, he's just finishing his Master of Divinity degree, okay. and he would love to be in ministry, but God has said, no, I'm making you a prosperous tree. Your business is a prosperous tree. And he has given so generously by God's prompting, and God has blessed him as a result. And so he's got a pastor's heart, but he is in a business context. And people come to him and say, how are you so successful? And he laughs. He goes, I go to my prayer chair. I go to my board meeting every morning with God. He says, I'm almost embarrassed because that's how simple it is. But that's what happens is God tells me what to do and I do it. And our business thrives and our business grows.
I'm not surprised. I mean, there could be some people now that, you know, say, what the heck? And that's okay. Like, say what the heck, you know? I think we need to pray boldly and say, God, if you know, there's people right now struggling financially, like they don't know where their next meal's coming from. They don't know where the next job is. They're panics. And yet we know that there's a peace that surpasses all understanding that guards our hearts. It guards our minds. Because I heard recently, you know, we're a society that has thought of a million ways how to kill a mosquito when it's annoying us, but we don't know how to kill a thought when it's toxic.
Wow. That's a great, okay. You know? Okay. I've been thinking about that, Carrie, because we are the thinker of our thoughts, right? And, mm-hmm. and I tell my kids, I've told my adult kids this, but I've told my 11-year-old this a lot, guard your gates. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do I mean by that? Your eyes, your ears, and what comes out your mouth, guard your gates. And so we take in social media, we take in the news.
Sure.
And it's like saying, okay, so think about, would you ever let somebody come in the middle of your living room and dump their smelly garbage in the middle of your living room?
Right. No.
Okay. But we do that all the time with our minds, and Absolutely. Our brains are the most precious real estate we have. Mm-hmm. And what we put in our heads is what's going to cultivate and grow. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing to guard our gates? What are we doing to dwell on the things that are going to bear fruit?
That's good.
And the whole idea of peace, God told me recently, Linda, your job description is joy and peace. If you are not walking in joy and peace, you're trying to do my job description.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, that should be, I got the easier side of things, right? Why is that so hard? But it has been a litmus test for me. And I've thought, okay, I am not feeling peace right now. Why? So what am I trying to take that really is God's job right now?
That's good.
And he's told me, okay, so my heart goes out to those who have lost their jobs. I've got family who have lost their jobs. It's real. But this is what I know. And God has had me in boot camp with walking out. God is my provider. And so And I told this story actually, I think at the conference when you and I were talking mm-hmm. about how God and I had this chat when we were moving to Northern California.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going to say this story, maybe maybe it could be a comfort to somebody or a challenge, because this is something I've been walking in mm-hmm. where all my family, my husband, his income was phasing out, and everyone in my family was going to be in private school. And so I said, first of all, this is another little caveat, is when I asked my largest corporate client if I could take my clients with me virtually, they said, that's fine, but we want you to know that we're phasing you out at the end of the year. Mm. Okay, so I was resigning from, not resigning as a consultant, but I was asking them, could I take my clients virtually? And they said, I found out later they were cutting $83 million from their budget, and I was one of the budget cuts. So
yeah.
6 months later, I was going to lose half my income. So that was half my coaching clients. All my family was in private school. So these were my chats with God. Okay, God, you know that we are moving, which is crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm moving to the most expensive state to live. Everyone in my family is a student, and I am the only provider. Pregnant pause. And God says, no, Linda, I'm the provider. You said yes, now you enter into my economy. You can proceed with or without anxiety. You choose. Okay, so that was not a one and done thing. I mean, there were times where I was out on my back deck going, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? But God has so rewired me. And so when this whole thing came, this coronavirus, I'm thinking, well, this is familiar, not the coronavirus, but right. the idea that we're hanging on.
Oh, yeah.
And God is our provider. But here's the reality mm-hmm. is we wake up in the morning. Okay. Think about this. 2 months ago, we woke up in the morning and we thought what we planned for the day was going to happen. It just gave us comfort. But in reality, we really aren't in control, are we? And so when we get up with this fairly certain plan, it's really not certain. So the question is, what is certain and what are we holding on to? And so if it's shaking, if something we're holding on to is shaking, it's not God. And so that's been a reminder to me that I need to hold on to God as my provider. God is my peace. God is my joy. Because if it's based on circumstances, I'm sunk.
I love what Lori says. I have zero work right now because I'm a school and sports photographer, but I have total peace.
Oh, wow.
And I'm taking this time to write my second book.
Wow. I just finished.
But there's a theme here, Linda, that people are resonating with what you're saying. In fact, we Linda called me last night. We chatted, I think at 8:30 p.m. last night.
Yep.
And you said, I feel like we need to give an invitation to people that, you know, are not close with God, and people who say, I want to get close to God. You know, there's a time of fear and panic, and I need to know that you're the Lord of my life and you're controlling the ship, and I want you to. And so you asked me about that, and I said, heck yeah. I said, sure, of course we need to. I mean, tomorrow again is going to be Dan Sullivan, one of the top entrepreneurial coaches in the world.
So
we're going to hear from Rachel Peterson, the queen of social media. We're going to hear from Jill Young, who's all about leading teams through productive growth with as little pain as possible. So people are going to get massive business download tomorrow. But how cool would that be tonight to decide that they want to stop doing it on their own? They want to admit that they've done wrong in their life. And I'll be the first one to admit, you know, my sin has separated me from God. But through his son, Jesus Christ, we have freedom.
Amen.
And we have hope and joy and eternal life. You know, I think it'd be awesome, Linda, if you would lead the group in prayer for anybody who wants to make that choice. And it's not some magic prayer. It's just you literally saying, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done trying to drive my own
That's right.
life. And even growing up in the church, I had to do that as an adult, because we take that back. We take back that control. And for me, Linda, it was grace. I wanted to be the guy who could work my way into favor with God. And
so easy to do that.
Yeah. Religion. I think religion is working your way to God.
Yeah.
And Jesus is work. God's working his way to you.
So, he pursues us.
That's right. So why don't you say a few words and then lead us in a prayer for anybody who says, you know what, Carrie and Linda, I'm ready. I want that peace that you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, this whole season has brought up the realization that we can't do it on our own. Mm-hmm. And so I would invite you, if you have never made a decision to surrender, I would invite you to just pray this prayer. I'm going to pray a very simple prayer, and I would invite you to join with me in this prayer. So let's just bow your heads wherever you are, and let's say this simple prayer. God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I cannot do it on my own. Mm-hmm. And so I invite you, God, into my life. And in Jesus, you are the perfect sacrifice. And I invite you, Jesus, to be my sacrifice, to take my sins away. And I invite you, Holy Spirit, to come into my life and help me live daily a surrendered life to God. And so I invite you, if you prayed that prayer, to put it in the comments, because I would love to have a chance to follow up with you or the team. If you have made a decision for Christ the first time tonight, put that in the comments. And I'm going to say another prayer for those of you who are finding a lot of stress financially or physically. Maybe you're on the call tonight and you need healing in your body. Maybe some people have actually been inflicted with the coronavirus. And so I'm going to pray for you as well. And I would just invite you to put your hand on your heart. And for those of you who are physically needing healing in your body, I'm going to pray a prayer for you. And then we will pray for those who are struggling financially or struggling with stress in other ways. God, we know that you are the healer. We know, Jesus, that it says in the Bible in Isaiah that by your stripes we are healed. And that is physically, that is emotionally, that is spiritually. And so, God, I ask that your Holy Spirit would come into the room wherever someone is on right now and needing healing in their body. And I just pray healing in whatever way that is, God. If it's a physical healing, I just speak to that ailment and I bind it in Jesus' name, and I release you, Holy Spirit, to heal physically, emotionally, in whatever way they need it, God. And I pray for those who are struggling financially. God, you are the provider. You are our provider. And God, as we surrender our lives to you, as we turn over the steering wheel to you, you are given you can take it. You can drive, and we are the one that has to give over control. You will not go against your mandate that you give us free choice. And so it's our choice. So God, I just pray that every person on this call that's experiencing stress, I pray for them, God, that you would enter their lives in a fresh new way in this season where we are forced to slow down. We are forced to take inventory. We are forced to reset and recalibrate and find out what our true values are. So God, I ask for provision for those who need it physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, and even in relationships. God, we know that you are our provider in all ways. So God, I just pray that you will meet each person in a very personal way they will find their prayer chair and they will find it in them to surrender. Because when you are driving, we can have peace, we can have joy, and we can leave the rest to you. And we pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Fantastic. All right. Well, listen, Linda, that was amazing. That's why I want you involved in pretty much all that I do, because you bring that perspective of,
thanks.
You know, we just cannot accomplish much in the flesh. And I know that prayer opens the way. So thanks for fasting and praying for all these people.
I mean, honored.
So
honored.
Awesome. And hold up your book one time too, because that's a fantastic, that is amazing. Pebbles in My Shoe. And it's all about the relational tension that we often have in life.
Right. And there's probably some opportunity to, I don't know, it's hardest to practice it at home, and everybody's at home right now.
Oh, yes.
So if you've got a conflict that you need to sort out, there's some tools in there, and they're based on stories and my own journey and clients' journeys. So yes. And you helped me write that book, help me fulfill that.
Oh, yeah.
That call on my life. It was a labor of love. So
I hear you
for all your support, for your coaching, your vision.
And people can find out about you at lindaoutka.com, O-U-T-K-A.
Right.
She's an amazing coach, folks. In fact, I'm so glad you're certified on our content, because you are very capable. And if anybody needs a coach, check out Linda.
Thank you. Well, I learned from the best. So
awesome.
Thanks, Gary, for all your leadership. This has been an incredible online conference. Thanks for all the value you've added and the way you've well, even gave up your parts
vacation,
of your
vacation. It's all good. It's all good. We still had a vacation, but that was what I felt. I felt that was my call. You know, you had a call, and I felt that, you know, I can't be sitting around just enjoying things. I need to help. And I'm glad that I never would have thought 2 weeks ago we'd be on the phone leading people to a prayer of salvation. That's fantastic. So thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.